70:135, verses 14-18. And the officers of the sons of Israel were beaten, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, saying, "Wherefore do ye not complete your task in making brick, as yesterday, and the day before yesterday, also today?" And the officers of the sons of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Wherefore dost thou so to thy servants? There is no straw given to thy servants, and they say to us, 'Make ye bricks.' And behold, thy servants are beaten, and thy people have sinned." And he said, "Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, 'Let us go, let us sacrifice to Jehovah.' And now go, serve ye, and straw shall not be given you, and the tail of bricks shall ye give." And the officers of the sons of Israel were beaten, signifies that they who most closely received and communicated the infestations were injured by the injected falsities. Whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, signifies those who were injected by the infestors, saying, "Wherefore do ye not complete your task in making bricks?" signifies that they do not receive and communicate the injections of falsities as had been enjoined. As yesterday and the day before yesterday, signifies as in the former state. Also yesterday, also today, signifies the state that will be therefrom. And the officers of the sons of Israel came, signifies those who most closely received and communicated, and cried unto Pharaoh, signifies indignation testified before those who were infesting, saying, "Wherefore dost thou thus to thy servants?" signifies that thus they could not perform the duty enjoined. "There is no straw given to thy servants," signifies that memory knowledges containing truth are no longer furnished. "And they say to us, 'Make ye bricks,'" signifies that they must nevertheless endure the injected falsities. "And behold, thy servants are beaten," signifies that in this way the falsities inflict injury. "And thy people have sinned," signifies that thus they are guilty in having done evil. "And he said," signifies the answer, "Ye are idle, ye are idle," signifies that they have not been sufficiently assaulted. "Therefore ye say, 'Let us go, let us sacrifice to Jehovah,'" signifies that from this comes the thought about such worship. "And now go, serve ye," signifies continuation of the infestation. "And straw shall not be given you," signifies without such memory knowledges. "And the tale of bricks ye shall give," signifies the falsities which were to be injected in abundance. 70:136. And the officers of the sons of Israel were beaten. That this signifies that they who most closely received and communicated the infestations were injured by the injected falsities is evident from the signification of being beaten as being to be injured by falsities, because by the taskmasters by whom are signified the infestors, for in the spiritual sense, to be beaten is not to be beaten, but to be injured in respect to truth and good, that is, in respect to the things of spiritual life. Just as to die, in the spiritual sense, is not to die, but to be deprived of truth and good, and to be in falsity and evil, and therefore damned, from the signification of the officers, as being those who most closely receive and communicate the infestations, and from the representation of the sons of Israel, as being those who are of the spiritual church, with whom they who are signified by the officers were in communication. 70:137. Whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them. That this signifies those who were injected by the infestors is evident from the signification of being set over them, as being to be injected, because done by injection, and from the signification of taskmasters as being those who infest. How this is cannot be known except from experience with such in the other life. It was said above that by taskmasters are signified those who most closely infest, and by officers, those who most closely receive and communicate. They who thus receive and communicate are simple, upright spirits, who are of a special service for such a use. These spirits, by means of arts known only in the other life, are injected by the infestors toward the society with which they thus procure for themselves communication, and this is effected by those who infest and are signified by the taskmasters. Thus the hells have communication on their side, and they who are being infested on theirs. That this is the case I have seen 100 times, if not 1,000, and have also experienced. From all this, it is evident that what is signified by these words in the internal sense cannot be known, except from experience concerning such things in the other life. 7138. Saying, wherefore do ye not complete your task in making bricks? That this signifies that they do not receive and communicate the injections of falsities, as had been enjoined, is evident from the signification of the officers to whom these things are said, as being those who most closely receive and communicate, from the signification of completing the task, as being to do as had been enjoined, and from the signification of making bricks, as being to receive things fictitious and false. 7139. As yesterday and the day before yesterday, that this signifies as in the former state, is evident from the signification of yesterday and the day before, as being a former state. 7140. Also yesterday, also today. That this signifies the state that will be therefrom, is evident from the signification of yesterday, as being the former state, and from the signification of today, as being what is perpetual, consequently what is everlasting, and thus that will be as before. 7141. And the officers of the sons of Israel came. That this signifies those who most closely received and communicated is evident from the signification of the officers of the sons of Israel, as being those who most closely receive and communicate the infestations. 7142. And cried unto Pharaoh. That this signifies indignation testified before those who were infesting is evident from the signification of crying, as here being to attest indignation, namely, because they had been beaten, that is, injured by the injected falsities, and because straw was not given to make brick, that is, that they were receiving and injecting only things fictitious and false, and from the representation of Pharaoh, as being those who infest. 7143. Saying, wherefore dost thou this to thy servants? That this signifies that thus they could not perform the duty enjoined, is evident from the signification of a servant, as being one who ministers and performs a duty. He is called a servant because he is of service, as occasionally occurs in the word. That he is called a servant who obeys, and that to serve denotes study. And as what now follows involves that they could not endure that service, it is plain that by wherefore dost thou thus to thy servants is signified that thus they could not perform the duty enjoined. 7144. There is no straw given to thy servants. That this signifies that memory knowledges containing truth are no longer furnished is evident from the signification of straw, as being memory knowledges the most general of all, which, being like vessels that can be filled with truths, are called memory knowledges, the containers of truth, from the signification of not being given, as being not to be furnished, and from the signification of servants, as being those who minister and perform a duty. 7145. And they say to us, make ye bricks. That this signifies that they must nevertheless endure the injected falsities, is evident from the signification of making bricks, as being to receive things fictitious and false which are injected by the evil, here to endure them. 7146. And behold, thy servants are beaten. That this signifies that in this way the falsities inflict injury, is evident from the signification of being beaten, as being to be injured by falsities. 7147. And thy people have sinned. That this signifies that thus they are guilty in that they have done evil, is evident from the signification of sinning, as being to become guilty of evil, and in this case that they would deserve to be punished. How the case is in general with what is contained in this, and the preceding verse must be told. They who are in the lower earth are infested by falsities and evils injected from the hells round about, in order that evils and falsities may be removed, and truths and goods be instilled, and that in this way they may be brought into a state in which they can be raised up into heaven. But near the end they are more severely infested than before, for then truths are taken from them, and mere falsities are permitted to infest them, and this even to despair. for it is of divine order that the last of infestation and of temptation should be despair. This was done by Pharaoh in order that this state of those who are of the spiritual church might be represented by the sons of Israel, and this when the infestations were near to the end, that is, when the people were to be liberated and conducted into the land of Canaan. Be it known that infestations are affected in this manner, namely, that falsities and evils from the hells are injected into the thoughts, and also truths and goods from heaven, that is, through heaven from the Lord. This is done because a man and a spirit do not think from themselves, but all things flow in, which although it is quite foreign to our feeling, and therefore seems to be incredible, is nevertheless most true. From all this, it can be known how it is to be understood that infestations are affected by means of the injection of falsities, and that this is increased even to despair. 7148. And he said, that this signifies the answer, is evident from the signification of saying, as being answer. 7149. Ye are idle, ye are idle. That this signifies that they have not been sufficiently assaulted is evident from the signification of being idle, as being not to be sufficiently assaulted, namely, by falsities. 7150. Therefore ye say, let us go, let us sacrifice to Jehovah. That this signifies that from this comes the thought about such worship is evident from what was said above. Where are the like words? 7151. And now go, serve ye. That this signifies the continuation of infestation is evident from the signification of serving as being to be infested by falsities. Hence, go, serve ye denotes the continuation of the infestation, for they had complained of the service, but the answer was that it should be continued. 7152. And straw shall not be given you. That this signifies without such memory knowledges is evident from the signification of straw as being the most general memory knowledges and consequently the containance of truth. That they must be without them is signified by it shall not be given. 7153. And the tale of bricks ye shall give. That this signifies the falsities which were to be injected in abundance is evident from what was said above. Where are the like words? These then are the things contained in these verses in the internal sense, in which to men may perhaps appear as of but little moment, and also disconnected. Nevertheless, they are each of them essential to the subject treated of, and cohere most beautifully. That this is so is perceived by the angels, for they see the series and connection of things in the light of heaven, together with countless secret things that are shaped from interior truths, giving rise to a form that is most beautiful and pleasing, which cannot possibly be done by man, because interior truths have been hidden from him, and consequently he cannot connect them together, but they appear to him disconnected, and therefore, as just said, of little moment. 7154, verses 19-21. And the officers of the sons of Israel saw that they were in evil when it was said, ye shall not take anything away from your bricks on a day in its day. And they met Moses and Aaron standing to meet them as they went forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, Jehovah look upon you and judge, because ye have made our odor to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword into their hand to slay us. And the officers of the sons of Israel saw that they were in evil, signifies that they saw themselves near damnation. When it was said, ye shall not take anything away from your bricks, signifies because nothing of the injection of falsities was diminished. On a day in its day, signifies in every state whatever. And they met Moses and Aaron, signifies thought about the law divine and the doctrine thence derived. Standing to meet them as they went forth from Pharaoh, signifies manifestation at a time when falsities did not so much infest. And they said unto them, signifies perception. Jehovah look upon you and judge, signifies the divine disposal, because ye have made our odor to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, signifies that by reason of these things all who are in falsities have so great an aversion to our compliance. To put a sword into their hand to slay us, signifies that hence they have so great an ardor to destroy the truths of the church by means of falsities. 70-155. And the officers of the sons of Israel saw that they were in evil. That this signifies that they saw themselves near damnation is evident from the signification of seeing as being to perceive, from the signification of the officers as being those who most closely receive and communicate the infestations, and from the signification of evil as being damnation, for regarded in itself evil is hell, thus damnation. That to be in evil denotes to be near damnation is because those who most closely received and communicated the infestations were injured, which is signified by their being beaten by the taskmasters, and because through the falsities that were continually injected, they were infested even to despair. Hence it is that by "they saw that they were in evil" is signified that they perceived themselves to be near damnation. For as those who are in despair suppose that they can no longer endure the assaults, they think that they must needs deliver themselves up as captives to falsities, such being the state of despair. But then they begin to be relieved, and to be led as it were out of thick darkness into light. 70-156. When it was said, "You shall not take anything away from your bricks," that this signifies because nothing of the injection of falsities was diminished, is evident from the signification of "not taking anything away," as being that nothing was to be diminished, and from the signification of "making bricks," as being to endure the injected falsities. 70-157. On a day in its day. That this signifies in every state whatever, is evident from the signification of "day by day," as being in every state whatever. 70-158. And they met Moses and Aaron. That this signifies thought about the divine law, and the doctrine thence derived, is evident from the signification of "meeting," as being thought. For by their meeting is here meant that they encountered them and spoke with them, which in the internal sense denotes to think about the things which they represent, from the representation of Moses as being the divine law, and from the representation of Aaron as being the doctrine of good and truth. 70-159. Standing to meet them as they went forth from Pharaoh. That this signifies manifestation at a time when falsities did not so much infest, is evident from the signification of "standing to meet," when said of the divine law and doctrine thence derived, as being manifestation, and from the signification of "going forth from Pharaoh," as being when falsities did not so much infest. 1759a. And they said unto them, that this signifies perception, is evident from the signification of "saying," in the historicals of the word, as being to perceive. 70-160. Jehovah look upon you, and judge. That this signifies the divine disposal, is evident from the signification of "let Jehovah look and judge," as being the divine disposal, for that which Jehovah sees and judges, he disposes. By "looking" is signified the divine perception, properly foresight, and by "judging" is signified the divine ordering, properly providence. Because these things are signified by these words in the internal sense, it was customary to say, when evil happened by anyone's fault, "let Jehovah look and judge." 70-161. Because ye have made odor to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, that this signifies that by reason of these things all they who are in falsities have so great an aversion to our compliance, is evident from the signification of "making to stink," as being aversion, of which in what follows, and from the signification of "odor," as being the perceptivity of what is grateful. And as "odor" denotes the perceptivity of what is grateful, it denotes the perceptivity of faith and charity, for these are grateful. And because these are grateful, compliance is most grateful, for compliance is the very good itself of faith and charity. Hence it is that by "odor" is here signified compliance. To as "odor" denotes all that which is grateful to the Lord, so "stink" denotes that which is ungrateful to the Lord. Consequently, "stink" denotes aversion and also abomination. Moreover, "stink" actually corresponds to the aversion and abomination which are of falsity and evil. As stink denotes that which belongs to aversion, it is used in the word to denote aversion, as in Samuel. Israel had become stinking with the Philistines. Achish says of David that he had made himself utterly stinking in his people, in Israel. When the sons of Ammon saw that they had become stinking with David, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, that all Israel may hear that thou hast become stinking with thy father. In these passages, stinking denotes aversion. In Isaiah, let the pierced of the nations be cast out, and the stink of their carcasses go up, and the mountains melt with blood, where stink denotes evil that is abominable. 3. That, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants denotes in the perception of all those who are in falsities, is evident from the signification of eyes as being perception, and from the representation of Pharaoh as being those who are in falsities, that their odor is said to stink in their eyes, is because all who are in falsities and evils feel aversion for goods, and truths stink to them, for that they who are in evils and thence in falsities have a stink is very evident from the hells which are called the cadaverous hells, where are assassins and those who are most tenacious of revenge, and from the hells which are called excremental, where are adulterers and those who have filthy pleasures as the end. When these hells are opened, intolerable stenches exhale from them. But these stenches are not so perceived except by those who have the interiors, which are of the spirit, open. Nevertheless, those who are in these hells perceive these stinks as grateful, and therefore love to live in them. For they are like those animals which live in dead bodies and excrements, and find there the delight of their life. When they come out of the sphere of these stenches, sweet and grateful odors are foul and most ungrateful to them. From all this, it can be seen how it is to be understood that they who are in falsities feel such an aversion for the things of the law divine and of the doctrine thence derived, which are represented by Moses and Aaron, of whom it is said that they had made their odor to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. 7162. To put a sword into their hand to slay us. That this signifies that hence they have so great an ardor to destroy the truths of the church by means of falsities is evident from the signification of a sword as being falsity combating and vastating, and from the signification of slaying as being to destroy the things of faith and charity and 60 and 767. The things of faith and charity are signified by the sons of Israel, of whom it is said that they should be slain. For the essentials of the spiritual church, which is signified by the sons of Israel, are charity and faith. 7 and 163. Verses 22-23. And Moses returned unto Jehovah, and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou done evilly to this people? Why is this that thou hast sent me? For since I came unto Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evilly to this people, and liberating thou hast not liberated thy people. And Moses returned unto Jehovah and said, signifies complaint from the law divine. Lord, wherefore hast thou done evilly to this people? Signifies that they who are in truths and goods are too much infested by falsities. Why is this that thou hast sent me? Signifies when yet the law proceeding from the divine seems to say otherwise. For since I came unto Pharaoh to speak in thy name signifies when the command from the things of the law divine appeared to those who are in falsities. He hath done evilly to this people, signifies that then through the injected falsities, those who are in the truths and goods of the church seem to be injured. And liberating thou hast not liberated thy people, signifies that they were not released from a state of infestations by falsities. 7164. And Moses returned unto Jehovah, and said, that this signifies complaint from the law divine, is evident from the signification of returning unto Jehovah, as being to prefer a complaint to the divine about the infestation of those who are in truths and goods by those who are in falsities and evils. That to return to Jehovah denotes a complaint, is plain from what follows, and from the representation of Moses as being the law divine. Hence the complaint is from the truth which is of the law divine, that they who are in falsities have such dominion over those who are in truths. 70:165. Lord, wherefore hast thou done evilly to this people? That this signifies that they who are in truths and goods are too much infested by falsities is evident from the signification of doing evilly, as being to permit them to be too much infested by falsities, for in the spiritual sense, this is to do evilly when said of those who are in truths and goods, and from the representation of the sons of Israel, who are here the people, as being those who are of the spiritual church, thus who are in the truths of the church and in its goods. 70:166. Why is this that thou hast sent me? That this signifies when yet the law proceeding from the divine seems to say otherwise, is evident from the signification of why is this? As being why is it so when it is said otherwise? From the representation of Moses, who says these things of himself, as being the law from the divine, and from the signification of being sent, as being to proceed. Hence by why is this that thou hast sent me? Is signified that the law proceeding from the divine seems to say otherwise. As this is said by him who complains of infestation by falsities, it appears as if the law from the divine said otherwise, and therefore it is said that it seems to say otherwise, when yet it does not say otherwise. For the law from the divine is the law of order, and the law of order concerning those who are in a state of infestations from falsities is that they must be infested even to despair. And unless they are infested to despair, the uttermost of the use of the infestation is lacking. That temptation is increased even to despair is very evident from the Lord's temptation in Gethsemane, and also afterward upon the cross, in that it was carried even to a state of despair, and the temptation of the Lord is a pattern of the temptation of the faithful. Wherefore the Lord says that whosoever would follow him must take up his cross. For the glorification of the Lord is a pattern of the regeneration of man, and regeneration is effected chiefly by means of temptation. 70:167. For since I came unto Pharaoh to speak in thy name, that this signifies when the command from the things which are of the law divine appeared to those who are in falsities, is evident from the signification of coming to speak, as being to convey a command, here to appear. For a command from the divine is not conveyed openly to those who are in the hells, but exhortation is made to them through spirits, and hence it appears to them as a command from the divine. From the representation of Pharaoh, as being those who are in falsities and infest, and from the signification of the name of Jehovah, as being everything of faith and charity by which the Lord is worshipped, thus everything that is of the law divine, for the law divine is nothing else than that which is of charity and faith. For the law divine is truth divine proceeding from the Lord, and that which proceeds from the Lord is divine good and truth, and divine good is love and charity, and divine truth is faith. 70:168. He hath done evilly to this people. That this signifies that then through the injected falsities those who are in the truths and goods of the church seem to be injured, is evident from the signification of doing evil, as being to injure by means of the injected falsities, here to seem to be injured. For they who are in infestation and in temptation cannot be injured by injected falsities, because the Lord protects them. And from the representation of the sons of Israel, who are here, the people, as being those who are in the truths of the church and its goods. 70:169. And liberating thou hast not liberated thy people. That this signifies that they were not released from a state of infestations by falsities, is evident from the signification of to be liberated, as being to be released from a state of infestation by falsities. For in what goes before, the subject treated of is infestations by falsities. Hence, to be liberated, here denotes to be released from them. 70:170. Continuation about the spirits and inhabitants of the earth Mercury. The spirits of Mercury appeared at the left in a ball, and afterward in a roll stretching a long way, and next in a mass extending in length. And I wondered whither they desired to go, whether to this earth or elsewhere, and presently I observed that they bent themselves back to the right, and by unrolling themselves approached the earth Venus. on the side that is turned away from the sun. But when they came there, they said that they did not desire to be there, because the inhabitants were evil. Therefore they bent themselves round to the other side of that earth, which looks to the sun, and then said that they desired to stay there, because the inhabitants were good. When this had taken place, I felt in the brain a remarkable change, and a strong operation from there. From this, it was given to conclude that the spirits of Venus who are on that side of the planet were in accord with the spirits of the planet Mercury, and that they have relation to the memory of material things, which agrees with the memory of immaterial things, which the spirits of Mercury constitute, and therefore a stronger operation was felt from them when they were there. 71 and 71. Be it known that the sun of this world does not at all appear to any spirit, nor anything of its light. For to spirits the light of our sun is like thick darkness. This sun remains in perception with spirits solely from having been seen while they were in the world, and it is presented to them in idea as something that is intensely dark, and this behind them, at a considerable distance, in altitude a little above the plane of the head. The planets within our solar system appear in a fixed position relative to the sun, Mercury behind and a little toward the right, the planet Venus to the left, a little behind, the planet Mars to the left in front, the planet Jupiter in like manner to the left in front, but at a greater distance, the planet Saturn wholly in front at a considerable distance, the moon to the left rather high up, the satellites also to the left, each relatively to its own planet. Such is the situation of these planets in the ideas of spirits and angels. And the spirits also appear near their own planet, but outside of it. 71-72. I once saw that spirits of our earth were with spirits of the earth Mercury, and I heard them talking together. And then, among other things, the spirits of our earth asked them in whom they believed. They answered that they believed in God, but when further questioned about the God in whom they believed, they were unwilling to say, because it is their custom not to answer questions directly. But then in their turn, the spirits from the earth Mercury asked the spirits from our earth in whom they believed. They said that they believed in the Lord God. The spirits of Mercury then said that they perceived that they believed in no God, and that they have the custom of saying with a mouth that they believe, and yet they do not believe. The spirits of our earth were among those who, in the world, had made a confession of faith from the doctrine of the church, but yet had not lived the life of faith. When the spirits from our earth heard these things, they were silent, because from a perception then given them they acknowledged that it was so. 71 and 73. Certain spirits knew from heaven that a promise had once been made to the spirits of the earth Mercury that they should see the Lord, and therefore they were asked by the spirits about me whether they remembered this promise. They said that they remembered it, but that they did not know whether the promise was of such a nature that they should have no doubt about it. While they were thus talking together, the Son of Heaven appeared to them. When the Son was seen, they said that this was not the Lord God, because they saw no face. Meanwhile, the spirits were talking together, but I do not know what they said. Then suddenly the Son appeared again, and in the midst of it the Lord encompassed with a solar circle. On seeing this, the spirits of Mercury humbled themselves profoundly and settled down. Then also the Lord from the sun was seen by spirits of this earth, who when they were men had seen him in the world, and they all one after another, and thus many in order, confessed that it was the Lord himself. And this they confessed before all the company. Then also the Lord from the sun was seen by the spirits of the planet Jupiter, who said in a plain voice, that it was he himself whom they had seen on their earth when the God of the universe appeared to them. 71-74. After the Lord had been seen, certain ones were brought toward the front to the right, and as they advanced they said that they saw a light much clearer and purer than they had ever seen before, and that no greater light was possible, and it was then eventide here. Those who said this were many. 71-75. After some time there was shown me a woman of the inhabitants of the earth Mercury. She had a beautiful face, but it was smaller than that of a woman of our earth. She was also more slender, but of equal height. She wore linen on her head, put on without art, yet becomingly. I also saw a man from that earth, who likewise was more slender in body than the men of our earth. He who appeared was clad in a garment of dark blue, closely fitted to his body, without folds or prominences on either side. But that the inhabitants of that earth think little about their bodies was evident to me from the fact that when they come into the other life and become spirits, they do not wish to appear as men, like the spirits of our earth, but as crystal balls. The reason they desire so to appear is that they may remove from themselves material ideas. Moreover, the knowledges of things immaterial are represented in the other life by crystals. 71 and 76. There were also shown me their species of oxen and cows, which did not indeed differ much from those on our earth, but were smaller, and in some respects resembled a kind of deer. 71 and 77. Being asked also about the Son of the World, how it appears from their earth, they said that it appears large, and that it appears larger there than from other earths. They said that they can know this from the idea of other spirits about the sun. They said further that they have a medium temperature, neither too hot nor too cold. I was then allowed to tell them that it has been so provided of the Lord in order that they may not be exposed to too much heat, by reason of their earth being nearer the sun than other earths. For heat does not come from nearness to the sun, but from the height and consequent density of the aerial atmosphere, as is evident from the cold on high mountains, even in hot climates. Moreover, heat varies according to the direct or oblique incidence of the sun's rays, as is evident from the seasons of winter and summer in every region. These are the things that have been granted me to know about the spirits and inhabitants of the earth Mercury. At the end of the following chapter, I will speak of the spirits of the planet Venus.